Do you find the conditions that the staff recommended, if the Planning Commission was to approve this, do you find the conditions acceptable?
That should be premised with the question, have you seen a copy of the staff's recommendation?
Obviously.
It's on page 10.
Page 10. My mind is, I can't properly, can you refresh my memory? Is it a long list?
There's six conditions that would be imposed or recommended to be imposed by staff. If you would like to review them quickly, it's probably a pertinent question.
I expected the first. Yes, on two. That's the outdoor storage of the stone is the question. And there is, I have not looked at it for professional office space. In light industrial, there is an auxiliary use of some storage that supplements. So there is another shed on the backside, which Alpha Radio Products has some stuff stored in. And I was looking to put in a little shed so I don't have to keep the lawnmower and the gasoline in the little garage, but to get a little bit further out of the building just to be safe, you know, one of those little 5x10s or something like that as auxiliary use for this. So it's not to provide storage for other things. And I don't know, does professional office space allow auxiliary outdoor storage? I wouldn't necessarily think so.
The light industrial zone district itself does not allow outdoor storage.
Even for manufacturing?
Yes.
Oh.
What is the definition of outdoor? Is inside a shed outdoor?
I would consider that indoors myself, but.
Okay. So.
Not sure what the answer there was.
To argue for Bob, I would request the allowance of his stone. Maybe we could make it a fence or something. But it's not something you put inside easily. Every time he moves it, he calls his favorite graveyard guy who moves stone for graveyards to move his stone for him. It's not light. So that's one objection I'd have, or would like to negotiate further on this art material.